Welcome to Derek Clement. He's from Captains in Crypto. How's
Hi.
It going?
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much. I'm good. And you?
Very well, thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, so just pretend that Simon and I are 5-year-olds.
All right.
And so what is cryptocurrency? How does it work?
Okay, so cryptocurrency was initially a peer-to-peer form of currency. So, for example, I can send money to you or do a transaction directly to you person to person without going through a third party.
But I can only use it with somebody else who's part of our same peer-to-peer system.
That is correct.
Right.
That is correct. So within the same network or the same kindergarten classroom, if you think of it like that, I want to give you an apple, I'll give it directly to you in the kindergarten class.
Who decided what the value was?
Exactly the question.
Oh, I'm
exactly
sorry,
the
Simon.
Question. Now that's where I'm struggling.
Who
ascribed a value to that first peer-to-peer transaction? Who said this is worth an apple?
Well, it was actually worth a pizza, two pizzas. So the first transaction was actually done, what put Bitcoin on the map itself, was when a transaction was done to buy two pizzas. To buy a pizza with two Bitcoin. And at that time, they obviously must have worked out the value.
Are you listening? Mm. Two pizzas with Bitcoin.
That was about 10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago. And someone has actually accepted and said, yes, I will. You can give me this Bitcoin and you can have the pizza. And that's what basically put Bitcoin on the map itself as a cryptocurrency.
That is fascinating. You're the first person who's ever told me that story.
And then bolt onto that, the little piece that I think I understand, that because you can't replicate it, it maintains its value. Is that correct?
In a way, it's about supply and demand. So whatever, when something becomes known and becomes more valuable and people want it, it pushes up the price over time. So think of it this way. Bitcoin, there's only a certain amount that's ever going to be produced.
Why? Explain that to me. I don't understand.
It's just the algorithm and the way the it was coded and created initially. So there's a certain amount and that's it. And
because finite, yeah.
That's correct. So if you own a piece of Bitcoin, and more people are owning it, and the closer it gets to all the Bitcoin being sort of used up or finished, and you own a piece of Bitcoin, it becomes more valuable.
It's quite exclusive then though.
It is. But Bitcoin itself is not – there are many other cryptocurrencies. I'm sure you're familiar with that as well. There's over 2,500 different cryptocurrencies. But Bitcoin
is – I know Facebook are getting flack about their
Libra coin.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, the whole focus was Bitcoin was peer-to-peer, person-to-person. But the way things are going now, it's going into more commercial, more retail, more systems. All that kind of stuff, crypto and blockchain is the technology that underlines Bitcoin, is actually being infiltrated into so many sectors.
Right. You don't only have to use it as cryptocurrency. Blockchain you can use for other applications.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about the power of the blockchain is you're doing away with the middleman. There's no having to go to a person and let them do it for you. I can do it directly to the other person and there's no fees, or there's less fees, it delays, speeds up time, all of that as well. So there's not actually one central person controlling, like a middleman controls the transaction from me to you. This doesn't weigh of the middleman, so I can control how and what I do transact with you directly.
How do you make Bitcoin into cold hard cash? How does that transaction
Good
work?
Good question. I think a lot of people are very scared. They see this digital kind of currency.
Exactly.
This thing in the sky, and how do you actually put it into tangible, you know, rands, dollars, pounds?
Yeah, because I mean, in South Africa, what is Bitcoin? It's an investment because you can't actually spend it anywhere here unless you're paying off someone who's hacked your website.
Municipality for Bitcoin. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's a good thing. I mean, if you look and you log into your bank account, you just see numbers in your bank. All right. So the way you
not that many numbers, unfortunately, but still. How about you, Sam? Lots of numbers.
So many numbers. So many. I spend all day looking at the numbers.
More numbers after the comma. So
it's a little minus in front of it.
Still a few numbers. Basically, it's about transacting. A digital, I can take my cryptocurrency. Now you need an exchange. So if I've got rands and I go into a foreign exchange within a bank or a financial institution, I give them rands and they'll exchange dollars or pounds for me. You know what an exchange. Within South Africa and within each country, they have their sort of their own foreign exchange for crypto. They call them exchanges. So I can go to an exchange.
It's pretty logical, actually. Yes. Yeah.
Go to an exchange and take my Bitcoin or my crypto, and they will give me rands for it.
So Captains in Crypto, you are what? You're an exchange, or what are you?
No, Captain Crypto. So we've...
So if I come to you, I know nothing about Bitcoin. I'm not sure that I ever want to really fully understand Bitcoin blockchain. How about you, Sam?
No, I need to understand this. Okay. The world's going this way, whether we like it or not.
So can I come to you and say, look, I've got $500 or whatever. Can you buy Bitcoin for me?
Yes.
Would you do that?
Absolutely. So part of it is what we do is my colleague and I, we've been in the crypto space for about 5 years now. Our focus is getting people started in cryptocurrency. If you know nothing, just from a basic level of opening a Bitcoin wallet. For those of you who don't know what a Bitcoin wallet is, if you pull out your wallet or your purse in your bag, you keep your money in there. It's exactly the same. It's just a wallet, but it's a digital wallet. And it's where you keep your cryptocurrency. So we show, assist people how to open a wallet, to store their crypto, keep it. And then from there on, we have a few directions in terms of how to increase your cryptocurrency, what to do with it.
So where you're losing me on this whole thing is like the barrier to entry can't be that high. The technology's there. Mm. What is stopping anybody? Why Bitcoin?
Many good question. I think the barriers, a lot of thing is education. People have heard this thing of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, and something a hard thing to sort of grasp.
Hugely.
You know, it's not. It's
I
not
would
tangible.
Definitely come to you because
you need,
I just,
you need assistance. There's no question.
I would definitely want assistance. Understand it. Once I understand it, then it's different. Then you can like fly on your own. But initially, it's just so alien. The whole way of dealing with money is so different.
Absolutely.
I would definitely.
So if you're overseas and you happen to be in Heathrow Airport, you will see sort of cash machines.
Yes.
But with big Bitcoin signs all over them.
Absolutely.
What are they doing?
So those are sort of your ATM machines. I can go and buy Bitcoin, or I put Bitcoin in and I can get pounds out. They say it's an exchange.
Can we do that here in South Africa yet?
Absolutely. There are several exchanges that are here in South Africa. And you literally, because you...
There's one in Sandton City, I think.
Well, there are physical hard ATM machines around. But you can also...
What do you put into the machine to get the coin out?
The coin.
The Bitcoin.
You can put
the cash out.
Sophisticated we are.
Put rands or your...
No, but how do you... Like, do you have something... No. Do you have your wallet on your memory stick and put like a memory stick into the...
No. That's back in the day, yes. But now these days, all you need is a mobile device and connected to the internet. So you download an app onto your phone.
Oh, and as you're standing, it's kind of cardless service.
Absolutely. Like your other payment systems, like the Zapper, SnapScan, those kind of things. You download an app. You can do an EFT of rands into this exchange account that you have. And from that, you convert it to Bitcoin.
Okay, cryptocurrency for dummies 101. We're going to get you back.
We need him back. We need him back.
We
got
to
discuss
to get you back
anonymity and mining and all these things that you need to come back. You need to come back.
Exactly. Okay, so Nati, what's Bitcoin trading at the moment?
Let me check. At $9,059.69.
Okay, so 90,000 rand odd.
It's about 145,000 rand at the moment, round about there. Just give and take. It's just dropped a few.
And you know when people were
dollars
saying,
this
Bitcoin,
today.
It's over and it's exploded and the whole bottom's fallen out.
Yeah, hold on to your Bitcoin.
I'm sure there are a lot of people invested in poppies in Amsterdam who said the same thing.
It's tulips, isn't it?
Poppies, tulips, you know what I'm talking about. Flowers.
No clue, actually, but okay, Simon, I'll go with it. All right, Derek, we're going to have to let you go, but can we get you back? Can we get him back, Senna? Okay, I'm just asking our producer. We'd love to get you back and talk about different aspects of Bitcoin and ways to kind of put it into cold hard cash or perhaps another commodity.
100%. Next time, we can actually do a demonstration. You can download your wallet and we can buy yourself some Bitcoin.
Can I download your wallet?
You can. You're going to know my password and secure key and all of that sort of stuff. So.
All right. So okay, we're on.
I'm excited by that. Thank you. Yeah, I look forward to that.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
We definitely need to find out more about this.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. So that is Derek Clement. He is one of the founders of a company called Captains in Crypto. You can get hold of them.